Well, right now it's 8:36, time to talk with Mary Beth Timmer. She's an administrator at Zeeland Public Schools. Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
How nice is it to finally see the sunshine and, more importantly, not have to worry about, hopefully in the future, any more snow days? Because if I remember correctly, you guys are over the limit.
We are over the limit, and it's just been quite the winter.
Unbelievable. What are we talking about this morning, Mary?
We are talking about the Zeeland Education Foundation and our upcoming phone-a-thon.
So why don't we talk about that foundation? What exactly is it?
Our foundation is an organization that was established about 8 years ago, and the goal of the foundation is to enhance academic excellence here at Zeeland Public Schools by providing grants and funding to promote programs and projects that encourage and expand what the basic curriculum is.
And so this sounds to me basically an organization that is out there just to help serve the kids and make the learning experience that much better. Is that a good way to sum it up?
That's exactly what it is. It's all about helping our kids to really get an amazing academic experience with all kinds of different creative ways of going about learning and having those real-life experiences and really connecting what they're doing in school with what goes on in the rest of their life.
I know you have an event you want to talk about, but what are some things that the foundation has been doing recently at Zeeland Schools?
We've funded some really exciting projects in the last year or so. One of the things we're working with is, Zeeland Public Schools is beginning a Spanish immersion program in the fall of 2014, and the Education Foundation has been honored to be part of that, so we've helped fund that. One of the great examples of kind of a real-life application is we have a CAD computer-aided drawing class, drafting class, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And through the Education Foundation, they were able to purchase a 3D printer. So a student will go into his CAD class and he can design a building or he can design, you know, whatever they're working on, and then they actually print out a 3D model on this printer. It's just incredible.
I haven't seen those before, but I've heard about them. You can design things exactly like you said, print it out. And I'm not exactly sure how it works. I don't know if you do either. I don't mean to put you on a spot, but what it sounds like, you print it out and kind of construct it like a 3D puzzle almost?
Well, actually, I do know how it works.
Okay.
I've gone down to check it out.
That's really cool.
Really cool. It has a big spool on the back of it that contains a filament that looks like something you'd put in your weed whipper. You know,
okay.
Like that stuff. And so then what it does is as it prints it in layers, I guess would be the easiest way to describe it. And so this filament, it melts the filament until it's like a liquid, and then it prints it out, and then it cools instantaneously.
Wow.
And it just continues making these layers until you have this structure that you've designed.
It sounds to me like it's not a cheap toy, but something that the kids love having at Zeeland Schools. That's really, really cool and fascinating.
Yeah, and I mean, what's really neat is that we invited all of our local businesses to come in and gave them a tour of all the different things going on. And these guys were really impressed that we had this because some of the local businesses are still doing like hand-built models of, this is what we're trying to do, this is what we're trying to make. And this just takes that process of creating a prototype and just making it so, you know, fast and efficient, and just really you can see right away what you've designed.
Well, I know talking to many schools, including Zeeland Schools, the main goal, or one of the main goals, is to make sure that the kids are not only college ready and they receive a good education if you're at high school, but to make sure that the employer knows that these people have real experience and real knowledge heading into the workplace, because some students, you know, they come out with great scores, but where is this real life experience, and what do you bring what goals and skills do you bring to the table? And it's amazing to see how much schools have improved on setting goals like that.
It is, and it's really exciting. And not only does it make our kids ready for the workforce, like you said, it also excites them about education because they see the connection between what they're doing in the classroom and what's out there in the world. So the more that you can impact that, the more engaged the kids are in our classroom.
We're speaking with Mary Beth Timmert, administrator at Zeeland Public Schools. Mary, you have an event coming up. What's that all about?
Well, once a year we do what's called a phone-a-thon, which is where we have a lot of students, actually, who have been the recipients of some of these grants, and they're the ones that actually get to use all this really cool stuff and, mm-hmm. you know, experience how the foundation is impacting their education. And they get on our phones, and they're going to do that Monday and Tuesday, March 10th and 11th from 5 to 8 p.m., and they're going to call families in Zeeland and just say, hey, if you're not aware of the foundation, this is what we do. These are some of the really cool things that have been going on with our foundation. And, you know, would you like to possibly partner with us by making a donation, finding out what's going on, just really, so it's a huge awareness piece and a fundraiser piece so we can continue to grant our staff some nice funds to be able to continue impacting academic excellence.
Remind us again when that takes place.
Monday and Tuesday, March 10th and 11th, and it's from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m., and we're calling families of Zeeland Public School students. And if a family doesn't get a call or they want information ahead of time, they can go on our website, which is actually zeelandeducationfoundation.org, or they can call me here at my office. And the phone number here is 748-4503.
All right. She's Mary Beth Timmer from Zeeland Public Schools. Mary, thank you so much. Enjoy the sunshine the next couple of days, and hopefully no more snow days on the road for Zeeland schools. I know you guys can't afford to cancel any more days.
No. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to share, and I'm going to be out in the sunshine enjoying this winter,
absolutely.
The end of the winter.
Yes, it's over. I'm just going to putting my foot down right now. It's over. Thanks, Mary. You have a good day.
Yep, thank you.